This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
There's a wonderful chill in the air, which is fire for her fuel in the game known as Are You Smarter Than Katie? You love this weather.
Oh, God, it's so good. I just ordered a new little jogger set.
I love that.
And that'll be here in a couple days. Perfect weather for that.
What color is it?
It's blue.
Oh.
It's not a light blue. It's not a dark blue.
Marty, are you there?
I'm here.
Did you hear that?
She got a jogger set?
Marty, yes. You are funny.
Marty, the tone of your voice couldn't have been more perfect for that.
Okay, I'll you see
are,
you later.
All right, bye-bye. You are caller 17, and I have 5 questions dealing with pop culture. Jackpot's only $20 because she lost last time, but you know what? It's all about the victory. It's never about the money. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurant, and we are live on Instagram and 106.5. Here we go. Question one, the Emmys were over the weekend. Shogun won Best Drama. Baby Reindeer won Best Limited Series. And Hacks shockingly beat The Bear for Best Comedy. But The Bear still walked away with 11 other awards. What city does The Bear take place in?
Chicago.
That's it. That's correct. Question two, speaking of the Emmys, there was controversy during the In Memoriam segment. They had Jelly Roll perform his song, I Am Not Okay, which is about suicide, and some people thought that the lyrics were in poor taste. Spell Memoriam.
Memoriam. M-E-M-O-R-I-U-M.
Question three. Kendrick Lamar is going to be the Super Bowl halftime show, but because the Super Bowl is in New Orleans, Lil Wayne thought the NFL was going to ask him since he's from there. He said he did not take that news well, that he got snubbed, and he got really depressed about it. The Saints play in New Orleans, but what NBA team plays there?
The NBA?
Yeah, where? Don't swear.
Yeah, I don't. Sorry.
All right, time's up. Moving on. Question four. 90s rock band Jane's Addiction was playing a live show in Boston, and lead singer Perry Farrell and guitarist Dave Navarro got into a physical fight on stage over Farrell thinking that the band was playing too loud. Dave Navarro is more known for being in what other band, though? Red Hot Chili Peppers, Metallica, or Soundgarden?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And question five, Justin Timberlake pleaded guilty in his DWI case on Friday. He gave a public statement on the dangers of driving under the influence, which was part of his plea deal. He also has to pay a $500 fine and do 25 hours of community service. If his hours of community service tripled to 75, how many full days is that?
75 days or 75 hours?
Yeah, how many full days are 75 hours?
That is 24, 48, 72. That's three full days.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And Marty, when you're not swearing on the radio, what do you do?
That's my second time saying the SH word. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Marty, then this is your last time coming on the show with us. I'm sick of it.
I said it so quiet this time.
Well, it doesn't matter what if you say it quiet. She said a dirty word, and I had to dump out of it.
Okay.
So, but she's like, well,
wait,
I said it quiet.
I have a question. Why can I not say the SH word, but they can say the B? You guys can say the B word.
Great question.
You got to ask the FCC.
The FCC has a list of words that you can say, and anything that's not on that, or that you can't say, and anything that's not on that list, you can say, and the B word is not on that list, but the S word is.
Right. I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense.
I apologize.
The FCC won't let us be or let me be me.
We can say the A word, but we can't say the AH word.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Which is so not like the government to have something that doesn't make sense. All right, here we go. Question one, the Emmys were over the weekend. Shogun, best drama. Baby Reindeer, best limited series. One of the best shows I've seen in years. And Hacks shockingly beat The Bear for best comedy.
I've never even heard of Hacks.
It's in its third season somehow. I've heard of it, but...
this is like Suits.
Yeah. Anyway, The Bear still won 11 other Emmy Awards.
It better.
All right, wow. What city does The Bear take place in?
Chicago.
That is it. Yes, Chicago.
God, I love that show.
I love that city. Question two, speaking of the Emmys, there was controversy during the In Memoriam segment. They had Jelly Roll perform his song, I Am Not Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a song about suicide. And a lot of people thought that lyrically, this was in poor taste. Spell Memoriam.
Oh, God. M-E-M-O-R-I-A-M. Memoriam.
Yes! Look at you with the A at the end. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As opposed to what?
A lot of people think it's with the U. Marty did. I do.
See that.
Yeah. Question three. You know who the Super Bowl halftime show is this year, right?
Kendrick
Lamar. Well, the Super Bowl's in New Orleans, and Lil Wayne was really sure that the NFL was going to ask him to be the Super Bowl halftime show.
Okay.
Because he's from New Orleans.
Yeah.
He got snubbed, and he said, "I am not okay. Like, I've been very depressed about getting snubbed."
Really?
And it's like, honey, why did you think that anybody was going to ask you to do that?
I mean, sweetie, really?
You are Lil Wayne.
I mean, at best, you might be featured.
Right.
But to think that you were going to be the headliner?
Even a feature, like...
I can see him being a feature.
Buddy, you know it's 2024.
Yeah.
All right. The Saints play in New Orleans for the NFL.
Right.
What NBA team plays in New Orleans?
The Pelicans.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come
relatively
on!
New, yes?
I think so.
Were they used to be called something else?
You are so asking the wrong guy.
Got it.
All right. Question four. The 90s rock band Jane's Addiction was playing a live show in Boston.
This is wild.
The lead singer, Perry Farrell, and guitarist Dave Navarro got into a physical fight on stage. Perry Farrell had to be held back.
It seemed very one-sided.
Yeah, Dave Navarro seemed like he didn't really want to fight, but Perry Farrell really did.
Really?
They were fighting because Perry Farrell thought that the band was playing too loud and no one could hear him sing.
Boy, can I relate.
Dave Navarro is actually more known for being in what other band? Red Hot Chili Peppers, Metallica, or Soundgarden?
I think it's Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It is Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Was he married to Carmen Electra?
Yes, he was.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Electra.
Right. Question five. Justin Timberlake pleaded guilty in his DWI case on Friday. We watched his public statement live in the studio, but it was at the end of the show. He had to make that public statement as part of his plea deal. He also has to pay a $500 fine, and he also has to do 25 hours of community service. But if his hours of community service tripled to 75, how many full days is that? She's thinking about it. 3 seconds.
Three. Three.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at you.
Look at me.
All right, Marty, are you there?
I'm here.
All righty. Final score. Marty, you got three, but Katie got all five right.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
You know what I like about you, Marty? I like that you're somebody that asks questions. You're
right.
Inquisitive. You want to know that. Things.
I love
well,
that.
I'm a teacher, so
it's you're a teacher.
Makes sense why
this
you
is the
cuss.
Second time you've sworn on our show.
I know.
All right.
Don't do it in class, I promise.
Well, we'll
I believe
we'll
you.
We'll take your word for it. We had $20 of the jackpot tomorrow, and Marty, for the very last time ever on our show, tell us
you can call
what
again.
You want to say.
I am not smarter than Katie.
You are not smarter
today.
Than Katie today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.